My guest at this time is retired U.S. Army General Paul Vallee. For 20 years, he was the Deputy Commanding U.S. General in the Pacific. For many years, he was a Fox News military analyst, and he's now a Stand Up America. We want to get his thoughts on the Obama administration reversing its policy on where and how to try the 9/11 mastermind, allegedly, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and his co-conspirators. Initially, the administration wanted to do it in federal court in New York City. And then they postponed that decision, and today, Attorney General Eric Holder announced, in fact, those would be held as military tribunals at Guantanamo. And, General, it's great to have you with us.
Thank you, Greg.
Well, you and I have talked about this so many times, and you explained many times why you believe that the initial inclination of this administration was flawed in your estimation. How significant is the decision today to go back to the military tribunals at Guantanamo?
Well, I think they finally realized that there was going to be a no-go to try those radical jihadis in the United States. And it was just not a popular option out there at all and was not a smart one. So the administration finally has come to the conclusion that we all said in the beginning they should be tried at Guantanamo in a military tribunal and tried early based on the evidence that the prosecutors had. So that's what's happening. Yeah. And they'll continue that. It's a very good facility. I've been down there three times. It is the best place to hold these kind of tribunals for these global jihadis. So here we are.
At the very same time Attorney General Holder made this decision, he also made an impassioned defense of trying terrorists in general in the federal court system, saying the track record there is quite good, although there are certainly some high-profile contradictions to that. But what do you make of the movement in this direction while at the same time still defending the initial inclination of this administration?
Well, I think you're going to have both options available, Greg, as we go on. If there are any other jihadis that are captured on the field of battle and taken to Guantanamo, certainly the tribunals should and will be held there. Now, if we get another bomber that comes over, like the Christmas Day bomber, someone that is captured in the confines of the United States in a New York City or Washington, D.C., then I think they'll take the track of trying those individuals in courts in the United States proper, whether it be in New York or Miami or San Francisco or where. So I think both those options are all out there, and that's probably what the Attorney General and his staff, the Justice Department, I think that's the way they'll go.
Other than delayed trials and potentially delayed justice for the families of the victims, is there anything else we lost as a result of this back and forth over the last few years?
Well, sure we have. And I go back to the Bush administration when I first went down to Guantanamo Bay and said that the trials, the tribunals, should be held early. Early justice when the evidence is there to try them, find them guilty or not guilty, and not waste all the resources, again, taxpayers' dollars, of keeping these people there in that capacity for a long time. And so, again, go back to early justice. So I would say, going back to the Bush administration all the way up through this, the more you delay it, the more justice is not served for the victims as well as those jihadis that are on trial.
We're speaking with retired U.S. Army General Paul Vallee. And, General, you mentioned just a moment ago that you've been down there three times. Elaborate on what you've been able to witness down there and why you think it is the ideal facility, not only for these tribunals, but also for the indefinite detention of those believed to be either plotting or engaged in different acts of terrorism over the past decade.
Well, it has evolved into one of the finest incarceration centers that the United States possesses. And being there in a military environment where it's very secure, very well operated, you could not find a better environment judicially than Guantanamo Bay. So from that standpoint, I think it's important until a radical jihad can be defeated and a victory is achieved for the world that it should be a continuing operation down there. We certainly don't want these people in the United States that have been captured on the battlefields outside of the United States, and we don't want them incarcerated in our prisons here. So I highly applaud what our military has done in creating a superb facility. And they have a pretty good life. We used to call it the Club Bahamas down there. it was so nice for the prisoners. Hospitalization, better than get anywhere, good food, they can pick off a menu, and it's for incarceration of these jihadis, they have it far better off than our some of our veterans and military that we put in Fort Leavenworth prison.
General, last question on the Guantanamo front. It was asked of Attorney General Holder today, won't these trials, these tribunals, and potentially subsequent tribunals in other cases mean the indefinite continuation of Guantanamo, given that the president, one of his first actions was to try and close the facility within 1 year? Obviously, that hasn't happened. And Holder seemed to suggest that, yes, it will be open indefinitely. So do you think the larger debate over whether or not to keep Gitmo open is essentially over at this point?
I think it's over. I think this administration has had to learn the hard way of what is best for incarcerating and interrogating these international jihadis and terrorists. And so I felt right from the beginning that it would have to stay open, and it's going to continue to stay open until we find peace here, if that can possibly occur with the radical Muslims. And so the more we can confine the interrogation, and that's the other part of it. It's not only an incarceration center, Greg, but it's an interrogation center. And that's run by the military and the Central Intelligence Agency, and they do a very good job of interrogating. So that's important, and I think anyone we capture on the global battlefields out there outside the continental United States should, in fact, be taken to Guantanamo, interrogated, and then military tribunal, and then either release or we incarcerate them for the rest of their lives. And in some cases, may have to even use capital punishment.
A couple minutes left with General Paul Valley. And General, it's hard to believe now, but it was almost 10 years ago, 9/11, 2001. It was one of the first on-air conversations you and I ever had, was on the aftermath of that horrific day. And of course, just a few weeks later, Operation Enduring Freedom began in Afghanistan. As you look now at the situation in Afghanistan almost a decade later, with this kind of loose timetable the president has put in place for the beginning of moving out U.S. troops this summer, at a time when we also see mass riots over the past weekend and the supposed reaction to the burning of the Quran in Florida, what's your assessment of where we stand in Afghanistan and how much work is yet to be done there?
It gets worse each day. It was a bad strategy to begin with after we took the Taliban and al-Qaeda down in 34 days with 100 troops and air power in the fall of 2001. Then when we start treating it as a conventional a battle area with conventional forces and building bases and nation building, then it went south. It's not a good situation, and General Petraeus over there is very much off track and trying to highlight this Quran burning, rather than looking at the perpetrators of this. So I would recommend we go to the lily pad strategy, remove all of our forces out of the Middle East, because it's just a gigantic sponge, as Afghanistan is, and reposition our forces to secure America for the future. In fact, Stand Up America, we raised the threat level of our southern borders to be greater than that of Afghanistan. So let's get our forces out of there. If the radical Islamists, Iran, raise their head, we target them, we go in and terminate and neutralize those targets, and we protect America first, and that's what we have to think about.
Okay.
Same thing with Libya. We have to look at, are they a threat to the United States? If they're not, then we should not be putting our forces in. We need to really secure our borders right now and build America back up first.
General, two very critical issues, and a third, if you consider what just happened today on Guantanamo. Thank you, sir, very much, as always, for your time. We appreciate it greatly.
Okay, Greg, my pleasure.
Retired U.S. Army General Paul Valley. He is the former Deputy Commanding General of the U.S. Army in the Pacific. He's now head of Stand Up America. I'm Greg Corumbus.